have him. You hear him gladly this morning while he preaches what God's given to him. I love you, brother. Amen.
2 Kings chapter number 2 this morning, if you have your Bibles. 2 Kings chapter number 2. I'm thankful that he rescued me. Amen. I appreciate the privilege to be in camp meeting this morning. Amen. I appreciate the good messages we've already heard. Appreciate the good preaching from Brother Stacy this morning. What a blessing that was. And then Brother Brian, what a great message on forgiveness. And the Lord help us in that department. I appreciate Brother Steve. Love him. Few men has made an impact in my life as this man of God has, and we just appreciate him and love him from the bottom of our heart. 2 Kings chapter number 2, would you stand? And by standing, we'll reverence the reading of God's word together. I want to begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible said, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they were parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You can be seated this morning. I want you to look back with me in verse number 13. The Bible says he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. I want to preach this morning on you can take it to the bank. We are living in a world where there are a lot of things that are unsettling. We are living in a world where many things are unstable and unsure. Amen. In this world's economy. But I'm thankful this morning in the economy of God, there are still some things that are certain. There are still some things that you and I can stand on and count on. Amen. In other words, we can still take some things to the bank. We can believe in them. We can rest in them this morning. In these verses, Elijah is translated into heaven by a whirlwind and a chariot of fire and horses of fire. Having at one point wished to die, God honors the man of God that he should not see death. And translates him from this world into the glory world. And Elijah's exit presents a contrast in how men leave this world. You think about that wicked king in the previous chapter and how that he died in disgrace. But you go into chapter number 2, and God is honoring Elijah the prophet translates him that he should not see death moves him out of this world into that world where God is. Amen. The attachment and attention of Elijah was rewarded at Elijah's parting. The Bible says in verse number 9, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Elijah did not ask for health. Elijah did not ask for wealth. But Elijah asked for a double portion of that spirit that enabled the man of God and empowered the man of God had to do what he did. And the Bible says that Elijah had asked a hard thing. And of course it was a hard thing, because the Spirit of God is not in men's hands to disperse or to give out. I love what the man of God said this morning. It said it in the book of Joel. It said it in the book of Acts. And the Bible said, I will pour out my spirit. It is God's spirit. And God pours it out upon whom he will. And I just want to thank God this morning for that upon ministry of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm glad he abides in me. But oh, I thank God for when he comes up on a man and upon a woman to perform his service. As a token of the descent of the Spirit, the mantle of Elijah falls from him. More than just a piece of cloth. More than just a outward clothing. But a badge of his office. Amen. Elijah's translation was Elisha's transition. You see, what is happening is Elijah is going to pick up where Elijah had left off. In other words, Elijah's first miracle was Elijah's last miracle. He's going to pick up where that man had left off. And I'm thankful this morning that God may move his men out, but God will always have a man and that will always carry on his work. Say amen right there. The preacher encouraged us yesterday to be praying for those that will be preaching to our grandchildren. I'm thankful this morning for every dispensation of time and for every generation. God will always have a man. Aren't you glad of that? I I say bless his name. As long as there's going to be a God, there's going to be a man to deliver his message and carry out his work. He took up the mantle, went back and stood at the bank of Jordan. Of course, Jordan is that opposition. Jordan is that difficulty. And that opposition to Elijah is nothing more than an opportunity for God. You and I may face oppositions and difficulties in our life, but they're no more than just opportunities for God Almighty to demonstrate his power, to show us how mighty he is, how able he is. I'm glad I'm not serving a God that's weak. I'm glad I'm not serving a God that's timid or mild, but I'm glad I'm serving a God that is all powerful, and there's nothing, hallelujah, I say nothing our God can't do. And whatever you're facing, I'm glad God Almighty is able to deliver you and to help you through the difficulty in your life. Let me say three things quickly that you and I can take to the bank in this life. Number one, I want to say that we can take the purpose for our life to the bank. That is, that God has a purpose. We are not making our way through this life without a providential God and a sovereign God that is working in our life. And that God that we serve has a purpose for everyone in here this morning. He did not save us just so that we could sit on a pew, but God has a purpose. Thank God, I believe with all my heart I'm fulfilling the purpose that God has for my life this morning. And oh, happy day when you find that purpose and you begin to fulfill it and let God pour out his blessings upon your life. There is Elijah, and he is plowing in that field. The Bible says 12 yoke of oxen, and he with the 12. And do you know, listen to this, without even asking if it's okay with Elijah, that God Almighty and the man of God Elijah is discussing the purpose for his life. Before he ever gets to where Elijah was, God is already talking about what he wants him to do. And Elijah passes by Elijah, and he casts that mantle upon him. And Elijah has to make a decision. Do I stay with my familiars? Do I stay with what I'm going to inherit? Or do I forsake all and go after what God has for my life? And you know what he had to do? He had to go back, and he had to bid farewell to his family, and he had to boil the oxen's flesh, and he had to break up the instruments, making no provisions to go back to. And Elijah went after that purpose and served the man of God 10 years, and one day that mantle fell, and he picked it up, and he began to do what God had determined for him to do. I don't know who you are this morning, but I come by to tell you God Almighty has a purpose for your life. And if you'll find it and get in it, God will bless you. You can take that to the bank. Then I want to say, whose water is this? Boy, I'm about to drink somebody's water. Thank you, Brother Steve. Thank you. There's not only the purpose for your life, but there is the presence of the Lord. You can take it to the bank. The Bible says in verse number 14, "And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah?" You know what he is not appealing to? He is not appealing to the man Elijah, but he is appealing to the God of the man. And you know what you and I need in this day and hour? We don't need more preachers. God has given us the best I believe there's ever been. What we need is that presence of God that rested upon those men that have traveled before us. We need that presence of God upon our life. And evidently Elijah must have had a lot of confidence in the presence of the Lord, because he would have never called on something that he didn't believe existed. And I want to tell you, it's real this morning. The presence of God is something that is real, and it is reveling in this day and hour. And you and I need it. Listen to me. If we're going to accomplish anything, we got to have it. It ain't in mechanics. No, it's in God this morning. And all that we would seek God this morning. He was appealing to Elijah's God. And I was a shaving and getting ready this morning, and we talked and mentioned his name last night, and I was thinking about Dr. Lockheed this morning and what a mentor and what an impression he made upon my life. But Brother Lockheed is gone, and I still wish he was here, but there's a reason he's not here. Brother Lockheed's gone, but the God of Brother Lockheed is on the throne this morning. And God's men may be leaving the scene, but I'm telling you, God is still here. Hallelujah. I would be a miserable case if I didn't know that God was still working in this day and hour. What hope would we have if God was not present in our life? Elijah takes that mantle. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he smites the waters, and they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. I want to say that you can take the purpose for your life to the bank. And you can take the presence of the Lord to the bank. But I want to say this morning, closing, you can take the pattern that was left to the bank. I'm going to need a few good amens right here. I'm not ashamed of what's going on underneath this tabernacle this morning. Hallelujah. Do you know why Elijah did what he did when he got to the Jordan River? Because he had saw that man of God before him do it. And Elijah had left a pattern. And that's the only thing Elijah knew to do. Was to take that mantle. Oh, hallelujah. As that man of God did before him. And smite the waters. I want to tell you, we've been left a good pattern. We don't need to change it now. It's worked for years. God help us how to follow the pattern that's been left for us. It is a tried pattern. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? I mean, it's been proven. And you got help from this old-fashioned meeting. And I know there's scoffers out there. And I know there's mockers out there. But it ain't going to stop me, friend. I've had them ridicule me, run me down. But that only makes me want to hear more out of that pattern that was left. Amen. I'm not ashamed of old-time preaching. I'm not ashamed of old-time singing and praising the Lord. It's been proven. It's been tried. And thank God, I want to tell you, it works. It works. It works this morning. That pattern has not only been tried, but can I say it's true? Amen. Thank God I'm not talking about something this morning that's been made up or fabricated. I'm talking about something that's true. Listen to me for a moment, young folk. This is real this morning. Amen. This is real. There's a lot of things fake in this world, but I want to tell you it's real. It's real. It's real. Thank God it's real. It's true. I say hallelujah. You can take that pattern to the bank. Then I want to say thirdly, it's treasured. Amen. Well, that pattern that was left, don't you know that Elijah sure treasured it? When those sons of the prophet saw him cross and they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon him. I'm telling you, it's treasured in my heart. This pattern that's been left before us, hallelujah, it's valuable to me. There's been too many times I've been helped. I've got through the difficulties in my life. I say hallelujah for every man of God that's laid the pattern out before us. We young preachers owe a debt to these older men of God that's labored and fought and sweat and bled so that you and I could have what we have this morning. Thank you, men of God, for the pattern you left us. I say hallelujah. I love it. There ain't nothing like it. Give it to me this morning. You can take that to the bank this morning.
Preach it.